With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. National Weather Service officials say a blizzard warning continues for northeast South Dakota. Meteorologist Ryan Vipon says hazardous conditions remain in the region.
Visibility still continue to be below a mile and in some cases below a quarter to an eighth of a mile. With the strong winds that are continuing across the area, gusting anywhere from around 40 to 50 miles per hour still in some spots, in those areas particularly where they did see some of the snowfall across that eastern section of the state.
Vipon says weather conditions will slowly improve throughout the day. The State Department of Transportation has issued no travel advisories for portions of east central South Dakota, including the Brookings, Clear Lake, and Watertown areas. The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe wants state lawmakers to pass a bill creating community-based schools centered on Native American cultural curriculum. A similar bill failed last session. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The Standing Rock Tribe is working hard in many ways to preserve its cultural heritage during the pandemic. Chairman Mike Faith says they're prioritizing COVID vaccines for elders who are fluent language speakers. Faith says the tribe's younger generation needs to learn their language. He says the state could help with that by approving Ocheti Chacoan community-based schools.
It's important for us to allow our students to have a self-identity. You know, we live in an era of loss of identity. If you look back in history, they took that, call it the termination era. You can't speak Indian. You're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do that. You speak Indian, you're going to get whipped. We're going to punish you. Our language, custom traditions, they went underground.
A similar bill passed the state Senate unanimously last year. Up to four school districts could sponsor an Ocheti Chacoan school in the first 5 years if the bill became law. Those sponsoring districts would transfer funding to the schools based on the percentage of students enrolled to them. It died in the House Education Committee. That committee has a slightly different makeup this year. Democratic State Senator Red Don Foster says education should now help restore Indigenous cultural learning rather than assimilation.
We're at a time now that we can use education as empowering our people and bringing our worldview into it and looking at Ocheti Chacoan viewpoints and worldviews and having that. And it's important for our youth to have this for identity and for just academic excellence. It really does show that the more students understand where they come from, their worldview, and what's priority, it's not just good for them as individuals, but for South Dakota in general.
Foster says they're continuing to educate other lawmakers about what the bill does and doesn't do. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A Christian group called Jericho March will meet outside the South Dakota State Capitol in Pierre on Sunday. According to the Associated Press, an internal FBI bulletin warned of nationwide protests that may start on Sunday and extend through Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. Republican State Senator Lee Schoenbeck says legislators have met with public safety officials. He says they've indicated they're ready to handle anything that may arise.
I like that that date happens to be a Sunday when we're gone. And as my understanding is, the group that's given the notice that they're going to have one here is a group that's had them before, and the security has worked with them, and they've not had it. They've had no issues. It's America. Everybody's entitled to scream and protest and say whatever they want. Well, not everything they want, but a lot. And I think we ought to believe in the First Amendment, but that doesn't include violence.
The South Dakota Department of Public Safety does not release security detail. Tensions are heightened in the days leading up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, following an insurrection on the U.S. Capitol last week.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The State Department of Health starts a new phase of COVID vaccinations next week. Health providers plan to vaccinate those 65 or older, people with two or more underlying health conditions, and residents in shared housing facilities. Health Secretary Kim Malsom-Risden says initial doses for those priority groups are limited. That means they'll go to people who are particularly vulnerable.
So we will be focusing starting next week on those individuals who are 80 or older, as well as people that are at highest risk of poor health outcomes if they were to contract COVID.
Federal officials are increasing weekly vaccine allocations to states. South Dakota will receive more than 11,000 doses next week. Fire crews are monitoring the aftermath of a wildfire near Lemon. The fire started Thursday afternoon and grew because of high winds and extremely dry conditions. The fire started northwest of town and ran for more than 20 miles to the southeast. Lemon Fire Marshal Shane Penfield says the efforts to combat the fire were considered massive.
We've had 21 fire departments from Mobridge, South Dakota, to Camp Crook, South Dakota, Bowman, North Dakota, to Flasher, North Dakota, to Faith, and all points in between.
Penfield says the blaze never reached the town, but did damage more than 20,000 acres surrounding the area.
You know, 19 farms and ranches that this fire went through, and not a an occupied residence was destroyed. There were some ranchers and farmers that lost some outbuildings, lost fence, cattle got scattered. Unfortunately, there was a ranch headquarters that was devastated as well.
According to a news release, two firefighters were injured. The Perkins County Sheriff's Office closed portions of Highway 12 and 73 and issued a voluntary evacuation for Lemon residents Thursday night. Since then, those who evacuated have returned to their homes. Roads have reopened today. The cause of the fire is under investigation. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.